And now, for something very, very wrong. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Rudy Canoza is joining us. Mr. Canoza is a private businessman from Argentina. You do travel between the United States and South America, as well as internationally. But we are going to talk a little bit about immigration, illegal immigration, and the Minutemen, which in, you have stated, and you've given some press interviews, this has stepped it up a notch in terms of the hostile feelings, if you will, between nationals of other countries and Americans, nationals of other countries trying to get in here illegally?
Well, I think you have to ask yourself what you mean by illegally. You know,
Coming in here without a visa, without a work permit, coming here at points of access.
Yes, but let me tell you, the Minutemen. This is a vigilante group that has presumed to do the work of the United States Border Patrol and United States officers. This is patently illegal.
Well, I don't know that it is illegal.
You say it's not illegal. How could it not be illegal? The Border Patrol themselves have said that the Minutemen are interfering with their work.
No. Well, they're saying that a lot of the Minutemen have triggered certain trespass alarms, that they're getting away a lot the same way the New York City police complained about the Guardian Angels in the early 80s. But I don't think anybody has come out and said they're doing anything illegal. I haven't seen an effort to disarm these men or otherwise force them away from the borders. Your main problem, you say, is it's just creating more tension.
Yes, it's creating more tension because there was a coexistence that was working out, I think, between the American people and the illegal immigrant. American people recognized that they must have the illegal immigrant to power many of their industries. And now, with these Minutemen, they have stepped up the confrontation. And
tell me, because in a lot of the statements you've made, Mr. Canoza, more than ever before, the person that we have to worry about is the illegal Hispanic female?
Yes, without question. I think you saw evidence of this in the last week or two. They made an arrest of a Hispanic national who had took a finger and stuck it in a chili bowl for Wendy's, and I'll tell you what this is significant is because this is a overt act on the part of an embittered Hispanic who quite possibly, and I, because I travel in both the Anglo as well as the Hispanic communities, I can tell you this: there is a great deal of anger and hostility about this.
Are you trying to tell me that this woman Ayala, I forget her name, up in Northern California, might have been politically motivated?
I don't think that there should be. I don't think you can overlook this: that the anger of Hispanics who work, great many of them work in the fast food industry, who work in the restaurant, they work in a chicken shack or they work at the taco shack, from these Hispanic countries, are feeling the pressure on behalf of their fellow countrymen.
And, so you're telling me that this woman, and we don't know whether she's actually done it or not, but she's been arrested for putting a finger in Wendy's chili, that this might have been an act of some kind of terrorism?
It could very well be, and
does this tie in with her being a female?
Well, yes, because let me tell you, I'm Argentinian. I'm not a Mexican. I'm not Guatemalan, but I know Hispanic women, and we have a way in my country of trying to let a woman know that she is appreciated, to let her know that she is loved, let her know that she is beautiful. It's a simple technique of looking at a woman and saying la 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 la, you know, this is to tell her she's beautiful. But if you bring a Hispanic woman across the border into the United States where there is no la la la, and she is treated as if she's trash, and she's forced to work in a taco shack, and she is forced to and then she sees her relatives, she sees her countrymen treated this way by these Minutemen vigilante, then she goes to the next level.
All right, taking a finger and putting it in chili, is very bizarre, okay?
Well, it's bizarre, but think about the access that millions of Mexican, millions of Guatemalan, millions of Central American, South American immigrants, think of the access they have to the food supply in this country, because a great many millions of them work in the food supply industry in this country, whether legal or illegal. And I am saying to you, and I'm saying to your Anglo and your American listeners.
Can I just jump in here? This is not an Anglo or you know, Americans are all races.
The people that are most of the people worried about this are the white people.
No. I disagree with that. I think any American, black, white, or Hispanic, who's an American, is worried about the immigration problem.
Well, I'm just going to tell you that. You have a lot of immigrants that you're making unhappy with the vigilante, with the Minutemen. And I just saw an article today. A man says that a piece of skin was in a chicken bucket that he purchased.
Well, I saw that, too. He said that there was a Kentucky Fried... I'll get the story here. Skin found... Oh, no, it was an Arby's sandwich?
Yes. You have a lot of Hispanics who are going to be looking at this Minutemen situation very carefully. And unless the pressure, I think, is lessened on the border, you're going to find a finger, a foot, you know, something in your chicken bucket. This has got to begin to be addressed.
All right, Rudy Canoza joins us. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Excuse me. Pardon me for coughing.
I'm getting over the same cold. It's an allergy of some kind.
Well, it's... Yeah, the air is a little dry. I want to be very clear here. Our number 1-800-449-8686. Are you? This sounds almost like some kind of a threat. Every time I hear,
no, it's not. It's not. It's not a threat. I'm trying.
Well, every time I hear somebody say, "Well, this is going to happen," it's almost as if they want it to happen. Are you not asking for your fellow Hispanics?
Well, first of all, I don't speak for. I'm not illegal. I'm in this country illegal. I work on a work permit. I have a dual citizenship, Argentina and United States. I'm saying that the Minutemen vigilante at the...
Hold on for a minute. I want to explain to people who the Minutemen are in case they don't know. A group of citizens calling themselves the Minutemen are patrolling the border of Arizona between the United States and Mexico, and they've been pretty effective, actually, in reducing the amount of illegal traffic coming across the border there, to the point where it's we actually have more people, according to the U.S. Border Patrol, coming through in California. You're calling these guys vigilantes, and I think every time we hear the word vigilante, we think of lawless violence. And
well, but it threatens to be lawless violence. It threatens...
No, but wait a minute. These men have not been accused of any such thing. At worst, they've been accused of perhaps upsetting some of the routine of the Border Patrol. At worst, they've been accused of perhaps...
But you have to understand, and I are discussing this. I am trying to tell you as a friend, because I am a friend of this country, because I love America, I am trying to tell you that this situation at the border between the United States and Mexico, if this continues... And the access that Hispanic, illegal or otherwise, have to the food supply in this country. That woman sent a very clear message when she stuck the finger in there, that this is something that...
So this is a message sent by this woman, Ayala, by putting the finger in the Wendy's chili. You had better watch your step.
I think it's very clear
that we have to watch our step with regard to immigrants.
I think it's very clear, yes.
Even though we're enforcing our own laws.
Well, you say you're enforcing your own laws, but I agree that you're enforcing your laws. I'm saying that you are dealing with a Hispanic woman, and believe me, when it comes to Hispanic women, I think I know a little bit about them. You know, these women will. You talk about it, putting a finger in the chili. You know, you sleep with one eye open, or you're going to find something else in the chili, and I can tell you.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking with Rudy Canoza, who's an Argentinian businessman. Julio, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, how you doing? Listen, with all due respect to my friend Rudy there, you know, I lived with a Cuban-American woman for 22 years, and the least she's going to do is cut anything off of mine. And
is she involved in the immigration situation, is what I'm saying, you know.
Well, the immigration situation, the way you're putting it, is as if, you know, you're gonna bring them in, and if you don't bring them in, you get them PO'd, they're going to cut something. This lady didn't have to breathe, didn't have a lot of money.
No, I'm trying to tell you that the Hispanic illegal immigrant to the United States, as you well know, has access to the food supply of this country, working in the fast food industry.
Oh, come on, Rudy. When's the last time you saw a Chinaman? Why don't you go back to Mexico?
Why don't you go back to
Mexico? I'll tell you what, I buried my mother here. She came here and washed floors, and the least she did is put anything in anybody's food. This lady simply wanted money. She was a greedy person. And she got somebody's finger.
The possibility exists. You tell me to go back to Argentina. Why don't you go back to Guatemala?
I'm not from Guatemala, my friend. I came from Havana, and I came on PWA, you know, in the Freedom Flight. It sounds to me like
you
are
from Havana.
It sounds to me like
so
if you're
you
a cripple, you're born, you have nothing
here.
Else to do.
You come and, over
and,
here on
and,
an
and
airplane.
And unfortunately, you're talking a lot of
you
crap.
Listen, no, listen to me.
I don't need to listen to a lunatic.
Gentlemen, hold on.
You listen to me.
Gentlemen, hold on.
You're putting your own women down. Is your mother a terrorist?
No, I'm saying.
Is your mother a terrorist?
My mother
Rudy?
Did not work in America.
Yeah, well, listen.
Your mother worked in America. You're full of it. Did your mother put anything in the chili?
Thank you for having me on the show. Hold on, guys.
I don't know what anybody is saying here, but...
This guy, he's joking. He's got to be joking, you know. First of all, he says, my mother worked here. Okay. So what did she put in the food? You know,
he said his mother scrubbed floors.
Okay. Whatever you say, Ace.
Well, what does that mean?
I'm telling you that... I'm not trying to denigrate Hispanic women, but we have the clear-cut evidence... The Minutemen are at the border. We have an immigration problem. This, you know, B.I., you know.
You don't have to spell it.
All right, you know what I'm saying. She put some guy's finger in chili. Where's he now? And I guarantee it's a he.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number of the Phil Hendry Show. I'm talking with Rudy Canoza. This band travels between the United States and Argentina on business. We're talking about the Minutemen. These are vigilante, citizen patrols of the border between the United States and Mexico that has a lot of people worried about the safety of immigrants coming across the border. Mr. Canoza is saying that it's stepped up the pressure on the Hispanic community, the immigrant community, to the point where it's possible the lady who put that finger in the chili last week, or whenever it was, 2 months ago, did it as a political statement. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Rather be playing Grand Theft Auto. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
1-800-449-8686 is our number. It's the Phil Hendry Show. With me is Rudy Canoza, a businessman who owns, in fact, a lingerie shop here on Ventura Boulevard. But we're talking about the vigilantes, the Minutemen, and what their effect is. You've basically said that the Hispanic illegal immigrant female is the one who is stepping up the resistance to these Minutemen and the border patrols and everything.
I think I can. You can say or you can think what you want to think, but the Hispanic female, the illegal, believe me, I know Hispanic women, you know, and as I say, I've dated many of them and lived with many of them, and you sleep with one eye open, my friend, or you're going to find things missing, and so they will cut it off, they will go to a fast food place, hand it to someone, say, deep fry that. And so these are the things that concern me. And
you don't have any proof, and I wanted to go on the record and say that the lady who put the finger in the chili, if that's indeed what she did do, we don't know that that was politically motivated.
I'm saying it could very well be. I'm putting two and two together. It's coming out four. I don't know what math book you're using.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go to Norma. Go ahead, Norma. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I am. I'm still here.
Yes, go right ahead, dear. You're on the air.
I couldn't believe that I was listening to that man saying that. I'm a Hispanic woman. I live in South Texas.
Are you American?
I live in a border town.
Are you American?
And you cannot classify us the way he is doing that. I have 3, 4, 5 brother-in-laws, brothers that are Border Patrolmen. I want to know what his nationality is.
I'm talking about the illegal immigrant that comes here.
We have a lot of illegals.
And she wants to work in the taco place.
They're looking for a good.
Yes, but if they come to our taco stand.
The same way that you did.
Yes.
Didn't you come across?
No, I came from Argentina on an airplane. I landed.
And we have a lot of Argentinians.
I had a bag.
And we have a lot of Brazilians.
I had a suit bag over my arm.
The border that
ma'am, I did not come to this country across the border.
So I could say that maybe you
do you hear?
Are doing these things in the
border. Do you hear how they
can't classify us that
way. Do you hear how she will not let me speak?
I disagree with you.
Do you hear how the Hispanic woman keeps talking? Blah, 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 blah. Won't let me talk?
There you go.
No, but you won't let
me
say.
You're just a male chauvinist.
No, I'm not a male chauvinist. I'm trying to say.
You are the fine example of a male chauvinist.
Ma'am, I am talking about the illegal that will come here and cut off your finger and stick it in chili. Do you want that?
Illegal?
Do you want that?
Was she illegal?
Yeah, was she illegal is a good question.
I don't know.
Well, then why are you saying that?
Let me ask you a question. Did you enter the United States through a tunnel or did you climb barbed wire? Hello?
Are you asking me?
Yes, of course.
I am a third generation U.S. born.
Well, how did they get
Mexican
here?
All right.
Descent.
The lady's an American, and I think what we're talking about are illegals.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. I'm not talking about this lady. I'm talking about illegal.
When you're talking about this lady, do you know for sure she's illegal?
I don't, but it adds up.
Well, then
up.
You should not be making those kind of statements.
It adds up to me.
Because I am of Mexican descent.
All right. Then let's say, for instance, the illegal immigrant comes to America. He goes to work at a taco shack. Now he sees what the Minutemen are doing. Now he sees what the U.S. border is doing. Now he gets angry. He cuts off his thing. He puts it in a burrito and serves it to you. You're going to be laughing then?
What are you talking about, man? I mean, that sounds like the act of an insane man.
That's a political act.
Yeah, if you live here, I think they need to send you back.
Ma'am, I don't know. Do you have illegal people living in your basement? Ew. Doesn't want to answer. You!
Didn't you hear that I have...
The lady lives here and is born and raised here. And I think what's the problem is here, you saying that the illegal Hispanic female...
Well, I think they have to be treated a certain way. You're Hispanic, correct, Norma? Norma, are you there?
Yes.
You're Hispanic, correct?
Yes.
Okay. What would you say if I said to you, la, la, la?
I would want to know what you're talking
okay.
about.
Okay. What I'm saying is that is something that Argentinian men do with the Argentinian woman, is to tell her that she's beautiful. So if you walk by and I went, la 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 la, like that, you see?
I would keep on walking.
Well, you don't understand that I'm paying you a compliment. It may
well,
be
that's your culture, but then you have been putting down the Hispanic illegal here.
Right, that's what you've been doing.
No, but I...
Yes,
I'm not
have.
Going to look at a woman puts a finger in my chili. I'm not going to go blah blah. I'm not
but
going to do that.
You don't even know. You don't even know this lady was illegal.
Exactly.
We can even say that your own Argentinian family could have done it too.
Why would we do it? I
well,
love this
why
country.
Why would we do it?
Because the illegal immigrant.
Her name is Ayala?
The illegal immigrant wants to get back at the Minutemen for kicking some ass.
Yes,
well,
sir.
All right.
I have to say that the illegal immigrant is not only Mexicans that are coming across.
Well, that's right. They're Guatemalan.
There are a lot of Brazilians. There are a lot of Argentinians that are coming right through our border, right here through the Reynosa.
Argentinians don't come. No, we don't come over like that. We fly in a plane and get off the plane with a suit bag over our arm.
Oh, you're this.
And
you're
a shopping
wrong.
Bag. No.
I've got brother-in-law that are border patrolmen that are catching your own here.
Are you telling me that they're catching Argentinians?
There are a lot of Brazilians. We're catching a lot of Brazilians. A lot of Chinese. a lot of Argentinians.
Wow, Chinese.
Well, you know, Mexico is a place where a lot of people come through.
Are you trying to tell me she's... See, now I know you lie. Now I know you lie because you tell me the Border Patrol are catching Chinamen.
Yes!
You a lie.
You don't pay attention
to the woman lies.
No, wait. It is a fact that people get into this country by way of Mexico from all over the country. Thank you, Norma. 1-800-449-8686. The Minutemen. Are they causing a backlash? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Define prostitute. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, you are at your lingerie shop right now?
Well, I'm in the Jutem lingerie. Now, this is a great example of the Hispanic woman and the lack of sense of humor that she has. Throughout the evening, when we see a woman who is overweight, a woman who may not look her best in Jutem lingerie, we have, you can hear perhaps in the background, a foghorn.
Is that the number of overweight women coming into your store?
That is correct. Right now, we've got two or three of them right now. So, go over and just think. Now, the ones who the Anglo women deal with it with a good sense of humor, but the Hispanic. Well, here comes one now. Boy, watch this. Good evening. See, now she's going to ask me in about 5 minutes, why did that foghorn? I will say, because you're overweight. The Hispanic woman is the one who doesn't have a sense of humor about it.
All right, but that's got nothing to do with what we're talking about, right?
No, but I'm trying to give you the example of when you say, well, the Hispanic woman, the Hispanic illegal immigrant, this woman will cut off a finger and stick it into your chili. Now, the lady that I spoke with lied because there are no Chinamen that I know of getting stopped at the border.
Well, hold on. Norma's back. Norma?
Yes.
Go ahead. You had the number of the Border Patrol in San Angelo, was it?
No, McAllen, Texas.
McAllen, Texas?
Is this the woman that was lying to me? Because...
I don't like you calling anybody a liar.
What does she mean they're interdicting Chinamen? Huh? Hello, is the lady there?
No, I can't hear you.
Is the caller there?
Yes.
All right. Are you telling me that the United States Border United States Border Patrol has a passel of Chinamen in the back of a van?
Yes, we've caught them on the border. You don't think you mean call the McAllen sector? 956-61
Look,
why is that foghorn going off?
We've got a lot of fat women coming in.
And I don't appreciate you calling me a liar.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't. Let me ask you something. Are you overweight?
You're really stigmatizing or generalizing and categorizing us.
Norma, all I know is...
We're all fat. Have you seen me?
Norma, the cow that put the finger up the chili last week was Hispanic.
Yes.
Okay. How am
but
I?
It could have been any
will you
other
knock it off with that foghorn, please?
Or any other?
I've got a lot of them coming through. I'm sorry. I didn't hear the lady.
All right, look at Norm. I'm gonna let you go. Thank you for the number and thank you for the information on the McAllen Border Patrol. Okay.
Oh, okay. But you need to get him off the phone. The radio.
I'm the guest. You're the caller.
Well, God bless. They could do better than that.
Yeah, well.
Good night.
Good night.
Can you go to another room so I don't have to hear that?
What?
The foghorn that I hear going off?
Eddie, take over.
Let me go over to Raul. Raul, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
I told you first, I believe this gentleman, he's not Argentinian. Are you Argentinian, sir?
I am Argentinian, yes. I'm from
where from in Argentina?
I'm originally from the south side.
The south side of what?
Buenos Aires.
Of what? Buenos Aires, Rosario. Where are you from?
Rosario? No,
do you
no, they call
Spanish, sir? ¿Usted habla español?
Let's have some respect, please. We're speaking.
Dígame algo en español, porque si usted es argentino, usted tiene que saber español. Dígame algo en español.
Look, he is using vulgarity. You should have more respect for your host than to use filth like that.
Phil, let me tell you, this guy is a phony, and I personally believe you're using these people to call your show and spice your show. I think he works for you. And I'm,
do you work
this
for me?
Is very
hold on,
to other people who come.
Sir, do you work for me?
Are you asking me?
Yes, do you work?
You're not going to say that on the radio.
Do you work for me?
I believe this guy works for you. Somebody you're using to spice up your show.
I don't, this man is not working. I don't pay this man any money at all. I don't give, I don't know this man at all.
I'm going to ask you a couple of questions.
Listen, you don't test me, I test you. And I will tell you right now, the news is very clear. The Hispanic woman put a finger in a chili. And you can't deal with it. Can you? Look at he ran like the child that he is. You see, most Hispanic men, when they confront Rudy, run. They run like children. Why? Because they know that I am not a liar like they are. And
Nick, get out of here with a foghorn.
Sorry.
Carrie, go ahead. Carrie?
Oh, yes. What is he saying? That,
I am saying
that
a Hispanic woman is a liar when she put the finger...
Well, American people also, too. American women lie.
No.
And let me tell you
no,
something.
No, they do not lie. The way that woman put the finger in the chili, what's next?
Well, that wasn't sure that she did do that.
Well, come on. I mean,
it isn't true yet. They don't know if
let
it
me
is
tell
true
you,
Gary, or not.
Do you know that when the Argentinian woman walks by and the Argentinian
women, they think that they're better than anybody else, and still they're worse than anybody else.
Do you know why? Because they're treated like queens by
their
men.
That is the reason why you guys in Argentina, you bankrupt your country. Because of you are the ones that are liars and thieves.
That was not me. That was.
You come here to this country the same way that all the Mexicans and many
Cubans
and
how did you
and
come here?
Chinese.
How did you come here? Boat,
I came
tire,
in 1959, and I came by KLM. Okay.
What's that? A tire?
In a real
no, that's
nice
an airplane.
My visa
a tire.
And everything, and I went to school over here too.
Well, then how come you don't recognize that when the Argentinian man says the Argentinian woman la 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 la, that is a thing of
because
respect?
Because I don't like Argentinians. I don't know la 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 la.
You know
la.
Why? Yeah,
or
you
la,
don't
la,
like
la,
that
la, la,
because that's what we say
me.
To our, no, that's what we say to our women to tell them that we love them. But you,
that's,
where you come from? You come from some Guatemalan slum.
That is a
you
lie.
You come from a slum. You know, man, I wouldn't give. You know,
you know something.
You know something.
I think that you are high on something.
You think
okay?
I'm high? Huh? I'm high on life.
Why are they keeping you talking on this?
Let me tell you why.
Night.
Because this woman who took her husband's finger and shoved it into a bowl
night.
Of chili.
A station, and
are
I don't know
one?
Why this man
did you do
is
it?
Keeping you talking on the phone, making people upset.
No, I am saying the truth about that.
You're getting
the
everybody
cow,
upset.
The
why
cow,
are you doing that?
Why
you're
did the cow?
Fun, and you're saying
here
terrible
is
things about
a nurse.
Hispanic people.
Listen to
and
me.
And there's a lot of nice Spanish people.
No,
nice,
I know.
You know.
I know there are great many wonderful Spanish people, but the women, they lie. Now,
and how about the men?
The men never lie.
How about
the
women you Argentinians? You think
the women lie? No, listen to me.
Anybody.
Listen to me. I will tell you that in
you
this bankrupt big,
your country.
No, this
you
big.
The lady's
your
right.
Country, and now
right.
You need money from the United
yeah.
States.
Argentina was run by military dictators, weren't they, Rudy?
That wasn't me. There was some other
yeah.
guys. You can't blame me for that.
They bankrupt their country. Now they want money from the
get
United
over
States.
It.
And
will you get away from that foghorn, please?
I got a lot of cows coming in here. What do you want from
and
me?
And
let me tell you something.
With Fidel Castro
no.
because Fidel
Castro.
Castro.
So you're a Cuban,
and
huh?
Involved with one Argentinian.
You see what she is? She's
that,
Cuban.
That is how
you
good you guys are.
You are comunista.
Communista.
That's
communist.
What you are. Communista is what Kerry. And so I will tell you this. When
you
the cow.
Communist.
You are a communist.
You're
big and guilty. Communist, big and cow. You communista, fidelista, cow. And I will see if you
get out of here.
Don't forget, Chatham lingerie, half off. Now, I'd like to just...
You get out of here with that.
No, I was saying that the guy... What is that?
Here's the wrap-up.
I'll do the music around here. Okay, anyway. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
When was your last pork chop inhalation? These are the questions I ask myself.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, later on, Bud FM. We'll also be talking a little bit about Steve Harvey and Jeannie Zelasko. I happen to be a huge fan. Huge fan. But first, this by request email. And by the way, thanks to Rudy Canoza for enlightening us, or not, about the cow with the finger in the chili. Now it's a by request email. This comes to us from, how come nobody signs their name anymore? Is this Vernon? Who sent us this?
James Riley.
James Riley? Where are you seeing that, man? Oh, right there at the top. What a moron, Hendry. Hey, Phil, could you play that segment where the dad still spanks his 14-year-old daughter? It's hilarious. Thank you, Vernon. Oh, I mean, James. It is about Vernon. It's Vernon Dozier on The Phil Hendry Show.
If you feel the need to pull your daughter's pants down, that's the issue here.
No, no, I don't.
It's not.
Now you misunderstand.
Listen, I know you've got to speak a lot. You're very well spoken, but let me finish. You pulling your daughter's pants down to give her a spanking before she goes out as a warning is insane. Regardless of how you want to slice it up, it's insane. And then to bring her home and spank her in front of her boyfriend sends a whole different message to him. Let me tell you something. I don't want my daughter's boyfriend to see my daughter with
no
her
kidding.
Pants
down. No kidding. Most fathers wouldn't want that. Most.
Oh, look at you. So you two guys, in other words, are perfect fathers, and I have to learn from you two guys. Is that it? Is that what you're telling
me? Absolutely.
Oh, really?
Not. I'm not a perfect father, but I do keep my daughter's clothes on. Let me tell you something. My daughters have never seen me naked in the shower. That's a rule in my house. Is that a rule in your house, or you walk around nude?
I do what I want in my home.
Well, I'm
you know,
sure you do. I'm
and
sure
if I come swinging out of the...
Do wherever you go.
I look
and,
forward...
And Phil, I know you want to say to this guy that, hey, you're a pervert by pulling your daughter's pants down.
Well, I didn't...
And,
oh, you want to say that, Mr. Hendry?
Yeah.
I think there's something a little bit...
So you want to go down that sex road. You want to go down the same sex road that her mother, who ran off with Eddie the pool boy, she wanted to go down that road.
Okay,
look,
well,
we
that's
forget
what your
about...
issue is. Your issue is with your wife and the pool boy. So why don't you go pull the pool boy's pants down and leave your daughter alone?
Sir, I'm trying to save the life of a young girl who is living with a one mother. She has a single-parent home now.
Don't have a problem with that.
All right, she's running around all hours of the night.
No, wait a minute. An 11 o'clock curfew and she comes home at 11:30. That's not all hours of the night.
Now you're telling me how to be a father.
No, sir, but I'm saying I know what a curfew is. I give them to my kids all the time. 30 minutes late for a curfew, bad thing. They need to be punished. Spanked in front of another guy?
Super Bowl Sunday is one of the biggest days. I'm a football coach. Now, what am I supposed to do with one of the greatest games of the year on, a poker game going, and my daughter disobeying me? I've got to do something. And I would rather pull her jeans and her panties and one of them thongs or whatever it is they wear all the way down to her ankles, bend her over a coffee table, and spank her with anything leather in front of my poker buddies, if that will teach her the valuable lessons she will need to carry through her life.
Hey, Phil, I'm gonna get off the phone here because
okay.
I'm completely disgusted by the whole conversation.
Yeah. Disgusted by the fact that I've disciplined my children.
I'm disgusted by the fact that you're so graphic in your description of how you bend your daughter over a table and smack her with leather. My God. Listen, do yourself and your poker buddies and your daughter a favor and let her stay home permanently with her mother.
Let her stay with her mom.
No. That's what her mother wants. I'm the father of that girl. And she was... No. When my daughter goes out and sees that bit of blood in her underpants from the spanking, that's the reminder to her to be home on time.
Phil,
yeah.
Bit of blood in her panties from a spanking is way, way extreme in my opinion.
I think that is where the police are come in, Mr.
Yeah.
Dozier. That
yeah.
is
Oh, so both you guys are now experts on the law.
Yeah, as when it comes
absolutely.
To that, yeah, I am. Yeah, I am. Thank you very much, Vince.
And
I,
all right, so putting a ball gag in her mouth and using a leather paddle.
What do you mean a ball gag? Are you nuts? Are you nuts?
Don't yell at me, sir.
Are you nuts?
I will not be yelled at.
I'm yelling at you. A ball gag?
Phil, you want to come over this weekend and play some cards? I can show you.
No, thank you.
I'm sure. There it is, by request, a flashback from, I guess, by the sound of my throat, that must have been my annual January cold. So that was around Super Bowl Sunday. That's a couple months ago. And that's a request from James Riley, Vernon. You know, we get a lot of requests. Mark said to me today, do you want to play All You Can Eat Negro again? I said, well, now, wait a second. How many times have we played it? He says, we get a lot of requests for it. And we both agreed, you know what? They're like the hits. I mean, the hits, you got to play the hits, right? So this week we will get to All You Can Eat Negro. For those of you who've been requesting it. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Bob Green, next hour. And he'll be talking about Elton John's marriage and how weird that is. And why can't Bob say something to a lady like, can I show you where the corn is? It's a Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Coming up next hour, we will have Bob Green of Fraser Foods to talk about Elton John's wedding. Now, he didn't really want to talk about Elton John's wedding, but he's going to use Elton John's wedding as a way of illustrating how unfair life is. And, you know, Elton John is getting married to another guy, and yet Bob isn't allowed to walk up to one of his customers, a female customer, and say, may I show you where the corn is? He's not allowed to do that. And yet Elton John can marry a guy. Now, I got no problem with it. Mr. Green does. We'll hear from him coming up next hour. 1-800-449-8686. And our web address is www.philhendryshow.com. Go to our website. Check out what's on there. Because this is where you find out everything you need to know about the Phil Hendry Show. And you need to get that backstage pass, too. People are saying things like, you know, the new station you're on, it fades in and out. What do I do? Well, get the backstage pass. You can listen to the show online, on demand, anytime you want for only $6.95 a month. Just go to www.philhendryshow.com, and when you get that, you get a free podcast download. You get access to the archives. You get access to our 30-day archives. You get the live streaming of the show. You get all of our video features, of which there will be many. And, you know, just all kinds. And for $6.95, so you don't feed the cat every day. Big deal. So you don't feed your kids every day. Wow, gee, that's really terrible. So your kids go 2 days without food. Oh, my God. Get that backstage pass, baby.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. FUBAR.